It is Sunday best. Paula Murphy, Robbie O'Neill, Phil Blundell. We will very quickly get to the big one, Manchester City versus Liverpool. But there were relatively big ones yesterday. Everton getting themselves a significant 3 points against Manchester United. Leeds getting themselves a significant 3 points against Watford. Tottenham getting themselves a significant 3 points against Aston Villa. And the truth of the matter, which is that Arsenal can't look at any of their own feet without shooting themselves in it. And that remains the case. But that is the way in which it goes sometimes. We will get to all of that then over the course of the show. We'll start very quickly with the 12:30. And Phil Blundell, I don't think I've ever seen a starker realisation as to just how dreadful a football team is at Goodison Park. And that's Manchester United. Everton were there for the taking in every single way. A team can be there for the taking. Dan Austin wrote something brilliant for The Independent post-match, which very much contextualised exactly how abject Manchester United were. Everton are the 17th best team in the country. In their wildest dreams, they're the 17th best team in the country. And Manchester United, for an hour at least, made them look like they were Brazil 1970. And that is absolutely wild, because at no point did Everton think they were Brazil 1970.
I tweeted during the game that I think you wouldn't have known if you'd come down from another planet and found out that one of these teams was fighting relegation, you wouldn't have known which one it was. And quite often when someone says that, it's about the bad team playing above themselves. But this was very much two teams who both looked garbage ultimately.
Could have been 16th.
I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Couldn't it, Phil? Could have been 16th versus 17th.
Yeah, it genuinely could have been. There was the first 5 or 10 minutes when they basically just both kept passing out for a throw-in. I mean, there was one after about 5 minutes where Alex Telles launched the ball down the left wing, and I don't think it was a Manchester United player 20 yards nearer the ball than he was. He played it further away from the other players than himself.
Not under pressure.
Yeah, exactly. It was ridiculous. The quality was just so low, and it didn't come as a surprise, really. I think that the way the game went, there was a deflected goal. The team who scored first basically were able to shut up shop and stop the other two side from getting back into it. I think when you sort of think about it now, it was either ending 0-0 or 1-0, because one team would go 1-0 up and the other team wouldn't be able to get back into it.
Paula, it's United. Let's focus on United, because it's the sort of thing that we should be able to revel in a sense. But obviously it was difficult to do that at Goodison Park yesterday. United were just dreadful. I was trying to think of Liverpool sides that have struggled. I was thinking about, for instance, when we hit the post loads under Kenny. And we're often dreadful that season. But we never looked so short of all spirit and spark. We never looked ultimately completely devoid of vitality. We always looked like we believed in some sort of core principle of Liverpoolness, whether Stuart Downing was playing or not. United just look, they look like a shell of a football team, of a football club.